1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
We're talking about prosthetics this morning like an old people show.
Yes, but it's not for old people. This one is actually quite special. This is for a reptile. His name is Mr. Stubbs.
Mr. Stubbs. How fitting.
I know. He is an alligator and unfortunately for most of his life he's been without a whole tail. Pretty sad.
This is so random.
Considering alligators really need tails to attack.
Yeah, they need them to do the body roll and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, do the body rolls, to swim, to be buoyant.
Yeah, true.
Many reasons they need a tail. So this poor alligator, it's like us living, you know, as a quadriplegic pretty much.
Aww.
So this poor alligator has been struggling for a while and it's all because of some human traffickers. Animal traffickers. animal traffickers, unfortunately, when transporting, somehow managed to lose the tail.
But how?
Yeah, not sure. They've obviously cut it off at some point.
Jeez, okay.
And back in 2013, they put on like an old prosthetic sort of tail that didn't last long because in 2013, he was quite small.
Yeah.
He was a little fella. He's outgrown this and now he needs some sort of modern day prosthetic tail that can suit his size.
Well, not only size, but think about it this way, right? It's not just like our leg. It can't just be hollow. It would have to be like able to be buoyant but at the same time go underwater and not stay up. It would need to weigh heaps.
It would need to be the right weight for the whole body.
There'd be so
flexible.
Much more in it.
Needs to be so accurate that, yeah, he can like move it like a normal tail.
Like a real life mermaid tail.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the pictures kind of look like that.
Oh,
he's
really?
Got the normal, you know, alligator-looking body, and then he's got this silver-looking tail at the end.
Is it made of metal?
Not sure what it's made. Oh, no, here you go. It's made out of latex and silicone.
Oh, that would make sense for the weight and stuff.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For the movement.
Yeah.
How smart.
So that, initial one, he grew out of it very quickly, and then they decided to team up with a 3D printing technology company called STA X3D.
Oh, yeah.
And they created Stubbs' new tail, and he is apparently loving it. Okay, there you go. So it's nailed the body size, weight, and buoyancy, and they have, they know it's successful because... When Mr. Stubbs went for a bit of a jog, bit of a run to test it out, he was whipping the volunteers.
What?
So the main organizer, the main creator behind this said, okay, his first reaction to this was awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Second reaction was, okay, I need to go check the volunteers are all okay. Because he was literally whipping them in the legs. So it's a massive success and they're really happy with what they've been able to create. And maybe this opens the door for our other future Mr. and Mrs. Stubbs who are missing limbs in the, you know, reptilian family. And
well, I know
us humans can finally do some right and get some legs back on these people.
On these people.
I've said that twice now.
I know that dogs, they give them like little wheelchair-y type things. They
attach
it to them, their little wheels, and they run around with their wheels.
Well, maybe now we can get them actual legs. Thanks to 3D printing.
Yeah, but I don't think silicone moves like legs should.
Oh, it doesn't have to be silicone. Surely we can make other...
Yeah,
3D.
True.
We're not the experts.
We make 3D real, like arms and stuff for kids.
Surely we can do it for dogs and just get some fake hair on the bad boy.
This went a totally different way to what I expected, but you know.
Yeah. Nice little artist story. Good on you, Stubbsy.
This is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
They're always looking for new ways to work birth control.
To work birth control.
Yeah, as in like new ways of giving birth control to people so that it becomes effective and so it's not always the female or like so some reason.
Added onto the list of pills and condoms, they're looking for the next best thing.
Well, to an extent, yes, but they're also looking like at the moment there's a male pill that they're trying to bring out. Success rates I don't think are... Like it does do what it's supposed to, but I think the side effects are still pretty bad.
Ooh.
So they haven't brought that out yet.
What, men are starting to listen?
No, I think that it lowers their sperm count.
Ah, okay, not good. Not good.
Yeah, no, don't think that's not quite what those pills are supposed to do.
Some fellas already deal with that without pills.
Yeah, exactly. And they're always looking for, new inventive ways of ingesting, I guess is the best word, some sort of contraceptive.
Yeah.
You know, whether that be through any particular orifice.
Oh, gosh, where's this going?
Well, there's a new contraceptive that they're trying to bring out at the moment. Scientists have developed it. It's not on the market yet.
Mm.
But it's a new one that you don't have to swallow. You don't have to, go to your doctor to get it put in or
it's
anything
not
like that.
Under your skin that you...
No. No. It's an earring.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. And not just any earring. It's actually a clip-on earring at that. So,
oh, wow. So
even if you don't have your ears pierced, you could still use this. Basically, it's infused with a synthetic hormone.
Yep.
So it'd be like a little patch or something on the inside of the earring that has this synthetic hormone, and it passes through the skin on the wearer's earlobe and straight into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense, and that kind of works. So the hormones will act in the same way as those like contraceptive pills. So if you take the pill, and apparently it'll help improve reliability of contraception, as the earring eliminates the need to remember the pill daily.
Ah, oh, yes, good point. And it might even help you, you know, get lucky.
But the question is, does it really make you, like, eliminate the task of remembering to take the pill? You now need to remember to put earrings on.
But if it's a part of your process before, you know, you're going out, putting some good-looking things in your ears, maybe that's it.
Well, they don't say here whether you have to keep this on for, like, a full certain amount of hours or what the go would be, but they're saying that they think it's going to be a better fit than the current contraceptive pill. Because apparently in, like, you know, if you go to a science lab, in those scenarios where the pill is given at exact same time, exact same day, every day, then it's, like, 99.3% safe or something.
Yeah, okay.
But in real-world scenarios, people forget. And that effectivity... Effectivity? Is that the right word?
Effectiveness.
Yeah, effectiveness, thank you. Drops down by like 9% or something.
Oh,
if
okay.
you forget it for like one day, you're pretty much at risk. That's it.
Are these just studs too? These little stud fellas?
This is what I was trying to find.
Big circle earrings?
There's no photos here, right?
Mm.
It just says that the testing's been shown to be highly effective and it's going to come out. So I looked up, do not Google this, I looked up birth control earrings.
Uh-oh.
There are photos of people who've put like a row of pills on an earring and wear them.
What?
Not quite what I was looking for.
No.
There are pills of, there's some other thing called an IUD, which gets implanted inside of you.
Yeah.
There's like photos of that as an earring. Why you'd want to wear that out, I'm not quite sure. There's even male anatomy drawn onto earrings.
Okie dokie. So this is obviously still in the very early stages.
I would say so.
Google Image is yet to populate with the correct results.
There's another one that says, I love safe sex.
Well, that's good.
I mean, that's great, but that's not going to protect you because they look like normal earrings.
Yeah, there you go.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday.
Where you always get switched on service.
That is right. And, of course, the lovely Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us this morning. Hey, Tegan, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, we got some big news coming out of the Apple camp.
Yes.
Apple, is it like?
The French version, yes. Apple.
I was going to talk about the Apple event scheduled for next week where they're expected to announce their new streaming video and TV service.
Yeah, huge.
To take on the likes of Netflix. Rumour has it that they've already wrapped filming on 5 original TV shows and up to 6 other projects. Yeah, which is amazing. But Apple obviously doesn't want anything to overshadow that event next week because they've just announced some new iPads overnight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've finally released the 5th generation iPad mini, which has been a long time coming.
Yeah, how is this legit 5th generation? Like, are there 5 others of this previously?
Yeah, there's 4 other generations of the mini.
But it's just been a while since this one and the last one.
Between 4 and 5 has been a long time.
Yeah.
So this one has a faster processor, a new advanced Retina display. It supports Apple Pencil, which is a big one.
Yeah.
And has plenty of other upgrades. They start at $599. And
affordable?
Yeah, they are. They're good value. The Apple has also resurrected the iPad Air. They've released, reusing that name. They're releasing a 10.5-inch model with a faster processor and Apple Pencil support again, and those will be starting at $779.
Nice.
Yeah, both new iPads are available to order in-store today.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yeah, we don't have them in-store, but we can order them today and we'll have them soon. Now, both new iPads... Oh, I said that already. Next week, we should be able to tell you about all about the new video streaming service. That's exciting.
And I was just saying off air, I wouldn't mind another streaming service so you have a bit more choice in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to sometimes switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if it will be the same though as the US will get, you know, restrictive viewing on not all programs. You'll be able to fill us in on what's going on there.
I will be able to.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now let's talk about computers. We've gone from iPads to computers. You've got a bit of a tip for us.
Yes. Now today's tip is more of a reminder to keep your device up to date by making sure you run operating system updates regularly.
Mm.
Now these help solve all those nasty little bugs and security vulnerabilities, so they are quite important to do. Now, many computers these days update automatically, but you should just check that it's happening properly. In Windows 10, just type updates in the search bar and select check for updates. Then you'll be able to see what's going on. And on a Mac, click on that Apple logo in the top left corner, select About This Mac, then Software Update, and from there you can run any new updates.
Oh, cool. It's quite simple, hey?
It's really easy these days.
Mm. And I guess if any issues, they can come see you.
Absolutely.
Great. And, of course, what is happening on at Leading Edge Computers at the moment?
We have a retail traineeship position available at the moment. Yes. Now, all the details are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/LECGriffith. So if you know someone who'd be a great fit for our retail team, please share the post and encourage them to apply.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, as for product news, we have new wireless power banks now available in store for charging your compatible smartphone.
Cool.
These ones are Sprout branded, which is an Australian-owned company. Now, they're a nifty little power bank. It's 2.4 amps, and what that means is that it's a really fast charge.
Mm. Oh, cool.
You can charge more than one device, so you can use the wireless feature and USB at the same time, and you can charge the actual power bank and pop your phone on the wireless pad at the same time if you need to. Now, these were $119.95. We've got an introductory price this week only. You can save 20%. They're now just $96 each.
Love it.
And we have Zip Pay available in store.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, for all the latest computers, Apple products and tech accessories, come in and see the team at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Wonderful. Tegan. Thank you very much.
Yes. No worries. Looking forward to hearing about Apple streaming service next week.
Yes, new TV shows.
Yes. Ooh. We'll find out what is to come. Thanks, Tegs. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
See you then.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
Claire, there's one thing that we can all agree on in the whole wide world, every single person living, living or dead.
Okay, what's that?
The awfulness and atrocity of homework. No one likes it.
You know what? I think it's one of the only things that binds the entire humanity together.
Absolutely. That and water. Now,
water?
Yeah, because we need
Yeah, thank you.
There's a lot of other things we need to live, but anyway. the awfulness of homework, because you come home after a day of learning already, and then you've got extra stuff you have to do. Holiday homework is ridiculous.
What is holiday homework?
Over the holidays. Did you not get that?
No.
Yeah, we had assignments that we had to do, especially in high school, that you'd have to take over your two-week breaks.
I barely got homework in high school, let alone doing any of that.
What school did you go to?
An all-girls one.
Yeah, good one by the sound of things.
Yes.
But last week, a lovely mum over in New Jersey, US, she posted a video to Twitter because her six-year-old son was doing his mathematics homework.
And he's quite, he's only six. So
only six.
You say one, maybe?
Yeah, year one. Yeah, we'll go with that. And unfortunately, though, there was something else on the table. You could call it some sort of tutor.
Yeah.
Her name was Alexa. Now, we're talking Amazon Alexa. And anyone that's got one or a Google Home or something similar to, like that.
Yeah.
You can get anything out of them. You can ask them the weather, play
literally
songs,
any question. 99% of the time they'll answer you.
Yeah. Never answer me. Seriously. My one at home always replies to Mateo. And
oh,
he's
really?
Got broken English.
It won't respond
my Italian
to you.
Housemate is nailing it.
My mum can't get it to work. But sometimes, like the other day, freaky as anything, I was talking to Sam and my Google Home came in and said, "Sorry, I don't recognise what you're saying." And I was like, good.
Yeah, I'm glad. Don't want you to. But yeah, this video that this mum has put up of her young son doing the maths homework revealed something quite damning. Mm. Have a listen.
Five minus three equals two.
Boy!
That last boy is the mum reacting to her son asking Alexa one of the maths questions in his homework.
What's five minus three?
And Alexa replied one.
Two.
So, no. Alexa replied two and she tweeted this out and went, should I whoop him now or whoop him later? And you know what's baffling about this, right?
Mm.
Is that this mother has actually said that he loves his maths. He loves doing homework.
He was just being lazy.
And maths is his favourite subject. But he thought, Alexa's there. Why don't I cheat? And that's what's worrying me about these days. We can get away with so much these days. We don't even have to drive a car anymore.
Well, this is the thing, right? Is that even, I know with the Google Home, when they first started bringing that stuff out, the advertisements were literally kids asking parents questions and parents asking Google. So, like, what sound does a kookaburra make? And what, you know, and it was homework type questions.
And now that when we'd have discussions, you know, back in the day, it wasn't our day, it was our parents' day. They'd ask us questions and have debates and stuff. And now it's like, Don't ask me that. Just Google it.
Yeah. Or just ask Google now or Alexa.
Gotten down to that point. And what we don't see in this video, right, is very cute. This son has said afterwards, thank you, Alexa, for helping with me with my homework. So very, very nice. But it doesn't take away from the fact that he cheated.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought, why don't we open this up to the phone lines?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't we ask on 13, 12, 16, if you have cheated on something recently and you just want to get it out of off your chest.
Yeah, 13, it doesn't 12, have to 16. Be homework.
It doesn't have to be homework. It can be your partner. It can be... That's pushing it. You probably don't want to open
probably
up,
don't
want
to open
that.
Up about that.
If it's homework, if it's anything else you've cheated on, a little shortcut at
maybe
work.
Maybe you did a test at work or something.
Yeah.
And you cheated on that. Maybe, like, I'll admit to something if you admit to something. Not you, Sam. The people.
I was going
to
say.
If someone admits to something, I'll admit to something I did recently that was cheating.
Oh, here we go. 13, 12, 16. This could be great. Judge-free zone, of course. Give us a call if you've cheated on something recently. We're doing a bit of a judge-free zone because we were just discussing a little boy over in the US who used Alexa to cheat on his homework.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, why not? Let's open it up to our friends.
Yeah.
To admit something they've cheated on, which is pretty damning. I mean, at 8:20 on a Tuesday morning, you don't want to put your foot in it. But we do have someone giving us a call.
We had someone call us
it
up.
It is Fiona, and Fiona is from Griffith. And Fiona, what have you done?
I've actually cheated on a partner, and it wasn't too recently.
What?
It was 6 months ago. I'm having a hard time admitting it because now I'm realising I'm actually on the radio. But yeah, no, I did cheat on my partner. We were together for about 2 years and then we went long distance. And you know when you're like, you're broken up in your head, but you thought you're still in it? And
yeah.
I was out on a night out with all my friends and I was just looking around and I thought, oh, we're probably going to break up soon anyway.
Fiona!
And I did hook up with someone.
Did you break up with him?
Yeah, we eventually broke up about 2 weeks afterwards.
Okay.
I didn't tell him what happened, but that was obviously the final
straw. He doesn't know at the moment. And
he doesn't,
obviously, long distance, he doesn't live in the area?
He doesn't, but his relatives do. So he's like his brother and his mum.
Is your real name Fiona?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Well, I was not expecting that.
You're a legend.
Was not
I mean, no,
expecting
no, you're
that.
Not. I shouldn't condone this,
no.
But I'm just glad that you've, bared all on radio. This is fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's in my past, and I would never do it again. But,
good.
It happened. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
No, I hope this is some sort of, redemption opportunity that you're cleansing yourself of your sins. We are pretty much a priest, and you are sitting in the
says the man who's never had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell.
Oh, Fiona, thank you very much for your call and honesty. See you, Fiona.
Honesty is the key word there.
Now, I did say that I would tell you what I cheated on recently at work.
Oh, Hubby Sam, sorry, bro. No.
I didn't cheat on Hubby
kidding.
Sam at work.
Sorry.
That is for sure. Basically, we had to do this work thing recently where we had to fill in, these questionnaires. And you had to watch videos beforehand.
Yeah, it was our, cultural testing to make sure we're on board.
Exactly. But I cheated by not watching the videos because you technically had to sit through each video to watch it. I just pressed play and put it in the background.
It's not cheating though, Claire. You're too much of an angel. You can't classify that as cheating, mate.
Yeah, you can.
You're perfect in every way.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
I just want to give you an update on what happened over in New Zealand. The tragic case of the Australian gunman who shot and killed 50 people, I think it was, or over 50. Now, after all of that happened here in Australia...
Sorry, still quite a few injured, of course.
Yes, of course. Obviously, Fraser Anning, who is the senator for part of Queensland.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where in Queensland, but I don't really care.
No, I don't think anyone cares. At the end of the day, it's like, we just want him out. But he came out with a press release that basically said it was fine, almost. It was just not okay what he said.
Wasn't okay, but that's not even the surprising part.
No.
There's still a lot of people that agree with him.
I know.
So we shouldn't say that nobody cares. There are still a lot of people saying,
thanks
for finally saying something, but...
Over a million people have done a petition to get him out of Parliament.
It set a new record for signatures on a petition.
Really?
Online petition, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, well, he's still in Parliament at the moment. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, the thing is, the petition can't do anything. Sorry to interrupt, but the Prime Minister and the Senate... No one can get rid of him. It's
up to the people when they vote because there's elections coming up.
Yeah. Senators can't just be ousted.
Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what his electorate thinks of him.
Yes.
After all of this. But he did hold a press conference the other day when he was out at some sort of like gun convention or something.
Yeah, pro-gun rally.
And a 17-year-old boy became a sensation overnight, otherwise known as Egg Boy.
Yes.
He basically, if you missed it, he went up from behind with his phone and an egg, smacked the guy on the head with the egg. Senator Anning then went back and tried to slap the kid like two or three times, which was just not okay.
Yeah, one was self-defense, and after that it was just an attack the other way. I mean, we're not applauding his actions either, because it wasn't good how he, you know, you shouldn't be cracking eggs on politicians' heads.
You shouldn't. But this is what Senator Anning had to say about it all afterwards as well.
He got a slap across the face, which is what his mother should have given him long ago.
How about that?
Yes. See, that's now just preaching violence, which isn't good.
No.
And that's what he kind of said in his write-up.
Oh, pretty much. But something good has come out of all of this at the end of the day, because Egg Boy kind of took the internet by storm. Mm. People loved it. People donated to try and help with his legal fees, which he didn't end up needing because he didn't get charged.
Yeah, okay.
But they basically created like a GoFundMe that was for legal fees and buying more eggs, as they wrote.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I'm not sure of the exact number right this second, but I know that it was around the $42,000 mark not that long ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it is a GoFundMe page that you can probably go to. Actually, I'll see if I can jump on it quickly.
So while you're doing that, if there are no charges and he's got no use for the money, what is he just going to pocket it?
Well, this is it. $53,267 has been raised.
There's his university experience paid for.
Well, yeah. So the person who created the page said that he got in touch with Egg Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Egg Boy has said that he's committed to sending a majority of the money to the victims of the Christchurch terror attacks.
Okay, good.
Because he was released without charge. He doesn't have to pay legal fees or anything.
So that's the silver lining in all of this.
Yeah.
He's going to donate the money to the victims and
pretty much
the situation over there.
Not just that, but you said to me yesterday, this kid was probably just looking for some overnight fame. It was probably nothing.
Just the way, you know, he used his phone, he was clearly Snapchatting it or Instagramming it. It just didn't look right. It looked like he was getting, just wanting a bit of attention.
I guess nowadays, though, kids have their phones out all the time.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's your way of communicating with friends. Your friends don't have to be next to you anymore. You don't have to bring a big group of friends to something.
No.
You just put it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And his parents have come out and said that their son's been overwhelmed by the massive response, and he wasn't expecting any of this. He wasn't expecting the extent that he went to.
And any mature, right mind would expect this from this situation, but as you said, he's young, he's immature, he doesn't know the situation. He was probably looking just for a couple seconds of fame and to make a statement.
Yeah.
And it's just blown out.
He's probably going, oh, this would be funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, he's only 17. They've even made a mural in Melbourne's Hosier Lane that was painted to honour the 17-year-old, capturing the infamous moment the yolk was splattered across Anning's head. So, also in Sydney, a street artist has painted a large cracked egg on a wall to commemorate the cult phenomenon. And a crowdfunding campaign, like we said, has raised over $50,000.
You know, it's surprising. I thought maybe an egg company might get behind him. But no, they've steered clear. Obviously,
they've tried to stay out of it.
The musical artists and stuff that have offered free tickets for life.
Yeah, Hilltop Hoods, something called Violent Soho.
Oh, Violent Soho, great band.
Wheatus, so many.
Some music festivals.
Yeah. But he has, since getting famous, still remained silent. Channel 9 tried to talk to him and he's like, no comment.
Okay, good. He's obviously got his head screwed on relatively straight.
And his parents
put him in line, so that's good.
But my main thing is it's really good to see that he's not just pocketing this money. This money isn't just going nowhere. It is going back to those victims in New Zealand, which, you know, at the end of the day, they're the ones who really need it. And I do believe that just over in New Zealand, they've raised quite a bit of money in the first place for these families.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, there's no such thing as compensation on this, but
no.
Hopefully it helps the families out in one way or another.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Sam, snakes.
Yeah, I love them.
It's one of those things that people either love them or hate them, right? Mm. I have no issue with snakes. Happy to hold them. In saying that, if I see one like in the wild, as in like a brown snake in my backyard, I freak out. Freak out.
And especially when you don't know, the repercussions of a snake bite.
Different if like a snake handler is holding it and giving it to me. Mm. Obviously, it's not venomous, so it's fine.
Yeah. And we're not trained in that realm, so let's leave them to do it.
No, exactly. Did you know, though, that 21 out of the top 25 deadliest snakes in the world are in Australia?
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I always hear about America talking about how, you know, scary Australia is because of how many deadly
reptiles
things.
Reptiles that can kill us.
Yeah, well, 21 of 25 of the top snakes and, like, top deadly snakes are here.
Not bad at all.
That's about to change, though.
Ooh.
We're about to have 21 of 26 of the world's deadliest snakes.
22?
No, we still keep the 21 mark.
Why's that?
Because this venomous snake is not in Australia, thankfully.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully. But there is a brand new venomous snake they found over in Africa.
Oh.
And this one is honestly by far the scariest.
Really? So it's going to take number one spot or up there?
Look, I don't know how deadly its venom is, but it's deadly in the sense that it doesn't even have to open its mouth to inject venom into its prey.
Yeah, no, that's pretty scary.
So basically, it's called a stiletto breed of snake.
What? Stiletto?
Yeah.
The heel?
Yeah, like the heel.
Well, so, that's not scary at all.
Apparently, they're not particularly aggressive, but it's that they inject their poison in a very different way. So this particular branch of snake is called the Attractus species branchi.
Oh, you went the scientific name, did you?
Yeah.
This isn't like a bird box situation, is it? When we look at its eyes, it kills us.
No, it's even scarier than that. So you know how normally scientists and people who catch snakes hold them behind the head, like they use the fingers behind the head technique so that the snakes can't open their mouth and lunge forward? That won't work for this snake because they bite by stabbing their fangs into you from the sides of their mouth.
Ooh.
And they don't even have to open their mouths.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently it has a longer tail to snout ratio compared to other snakes. So they're hypothesizing that these snakes are from this particular forest zone over in Africa and they literally can send their fangs out sideways.
Oh, so you are no one's picking these snakes up?
No. Like
10-foot pole,
if you grab it, if you grab it by the neck like you normally would, you'll still get venom in you.
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy. That's scary. I don't normally mind a snake, but
great news that this is not in Australia.
I'm really glad that it's not in Australia. Can you imagine? No thanks. Hopefully it doesn't come here either. We don't need one of these. We don't even need one in a display. It can just stay over in Africa. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a sea snake and,
don't say those things, Sam.
Swim across the shore.
Don't say
but
those
then
things.
Then it's in WA. Let WA suffer.
Yeah. It'll no, right. Yeah. Okay.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
There are only 6 Married at First Sight couples left on our lovely TV screens, or in the experiment, of course. 7 if you count Jess and Dan, who have apparently been given sneaky date privileges. But we are talking to the marvellous Mike, who is coupled up with Heidi at the moment. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Likewise.
Now, Mike, you are with Heidi at the moment, but for anyone who may have missed the most recent episode, tell us a little bit about that feud you guys had going on for a second there.
Involving takeaway.
Yeah, you're right. It was a shame, actually. I don't know that you quite got all the detail on that.
Oh,
but
really?
I had whipped out to get some dinner for us, and she had a very specific dinner order, which was chips, deep fried potato chips. Her shop was shut, so when I returned, I offered to cook chips for her in our deep fryer, and we had potatoes there, but that really wasn't mentioned. But
that's not fair because they're the better potato chips if you're cooking them, cutting them, and cooking them yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well,
editing, mate, always gets in the way.
Now, it's not just that, Mike. There's also, of course, the whole... Is it towels? Leaving towels on the floor?
Oh, boy. Yeah, the towels. I know. They just seem to be a recurring theme. look, I stepped out of the shower and my towel was in the bedroom or something. And so I quickly grabbed hers, used it, and then folded it over on the back of a chair. That's the towel situation in essence.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged, I used her towel. And I don't know, I guess that sparked a riot.
I think a lot of people are very picky about their towels. It's almost like a toothbrush, though. Like, some people are that, pedantic about towels. It's a toothbrush situation.
Is it a hygiene issue, or has she just been a bit of a bee?
Yeah. That's a long bow to draw, I think. I mean, toothbrush is a different story. but I see what you're saying. Look, I'm a bit like that. I don't like when people use my soap in the shower, for example. I live with a guy who uses all my soap, all the time, and I think, oh, far out. But, yeah, I can see the point. But to be fair, it was a mountain of a molehill.
Yeah. And, mate, very petty, I believe. And someone that has also... you know, brought this to light is your dad, Bob. Now, you might remember him from being very skeptical about some of your, you know, life choices back in the day. And he was almost going to ghost the reception, but he's back on deck. And he had some really wise words to share, some advice, because he's been with your mum for quite a while. So this was it.
Well, I think the relationship's at a very dangerous stage at the moment, to be honest. They've both got their shackles up. They're finding fault. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. There's no such thing as a perfect person. You're expecting too much too soon from each other, basically. Don't expect a solution today. You've both got a long way to go to work through this relationship before you'll find each other, the true relationship between each other. It takes years.
Some very wise words there.
Wise, insightful words from your dad. And he followed this up, Mike, by going and giving Heidi a big hug and a kiss. Now, he seems like he's a big fan. How was your reception to what he had to say and his response to Heidi?
Look, you're right. I mean, the words that he spoke that day, he means well, and he wanted the very best for us. I think he also made the point, you know, you guys are putting a lot of pressure on yourselves. Yeah. I mean, we're desperate to have it work, and we just put each other in a position that was untenable. I mean, we should have been a little more patient, and, you know, maybe a little less inconsiderate. But, I mean, Heidi had her, you know, crosses to bear too. I mean, we both had our flaws.
Oh, yeah. And do you think it's a bit harder being in the spotlight and with a camera shoved in your face the whole time as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And that's, I mean, I was quite hesitant all the way through to point out her shortcomings. Heidi didn't really hesitate at all. So, you know, it's all one-way traffic, frankly. But I don't focus on the negative. I'm, you know, I just wanted to kind of get a smooth operation. And I thought, you know, that was the way we did it. But look, far out. There was drama all the way. But that's what people want to see, and they enjoy it. And, I learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah, fair enough. And, of course, you know, actually Heidi works for our station up on the Sunshine Coast, but, you know, no love lost with us with her anyway.
No,
because,
no.
Yeah, she does seem like she's a bit of a handful, to be honest.
High maintenance, do you reckon?
Oh, thanks. well, you know, well, as good as I do, so I look at, they're your words, not mine. I don't want to make any criticisms, but I feel you.
If, and I'm sure it's a, you know, it's a massive if, not really, if you guys don't end up together, I'm sure that your bloodline can continue on Married at First Sight next year with your dad becoming the fourth expert. He can take
that. Can you imagine? I know, everyone online, just he was trending on Twitter, I believe.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so
Does he know what Twitter is?
You know what's funny? He didn't. I told him he's trending on Twitter. Goes, what's that mean?
What's Twitter?
Love it.
Oh, awesome.
Gotta love the parents.
Mike, yeah, it's been a pleasure to chat to you, mate. Good luck for the rest
Absolutely.
Of the season, and
yeah.
Good luck for love in the future.
Good to meet you guys. Thanks for the support. Have a good day.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.